Christmas is a season to celebrate, an occasion to rejoice, and a time to give. But more than anything, Christmas is a reason to worship. So in the middle of all our holiday preparations, let's take time to prepare our hearts to bow down in honor of Jesus the King. Long ago, when a king made a journey, the roads were made smooth and straight ahead of him. Almighty God himself had prepared the way for the Savior's arrival on earth. At the moment of his birth, Jesus would begin to fulfill every prophecy ever made about his coming.
King who would rescue his people on the side of the
first Christmas night was filled with irony, the irony of a king in a feeding trough, of ordinary shepherds who worshiped while the greatest religious leaders didn't know he had been born, of a poor young couple entrusted with the care of the only begotten Son of God. The story of Jesus has been told in so many ways since his birth, but we never seem to tire of its familiar scenes. We love hearing about the men and women who touched his life and whose lives he changed when he came. Even today, each familiar word moves a place in our hearts like nothing else can. For the rest of her life, Mary would hear Bethlehem, and it would bring back memories of that incredible night. If someone mentioned Bethlehem, the shepherds relived angel host, flocks left behind, and a midnight search. Say Bethlehem, and for anyone who's been there, especially on a journey of the heart, the name holds a special meaning. and all the songs we have for the weeks surrounding Christmas. There's so much more than simply a retelling of the unlikely events of Jesus' birth. Every carol reminds us that although the world found it hard to imagine, the Savior, the Messiah, Christ the Lord, came just as the Father had promised He would. One holy night, in the little town of Bethlehem, a child was born. As he grew, he loved God with all his heart. He loved people, healing the sick, caring for the poor, even raising the dead. After living a sinless life, he willingly laid it down to atone for the sins of others. And praise God, he rose from the dead and ascended to his Father, where he is today. The only question left to answer is, will you come now and worship Him as King, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords?